Well, after a couple of hours on Friday, the Aussie share market is having a rough run. In fact, the ASX 200 is down by more than 2% and has fallen to around 6,694 points. So bouncing off the lows of the morning, but it's still at this stage as the worst day that we've had in around 5 months, but we've sank to a four-week low as well. But as long as we can not decline any further from here, then we're still on track for this to be a decent month for the Australian share market. It's been a volatile few weeks for our market as well, which has had a bit to do with the movements in the bond market globally. But today we've got about 85% of companies in negative territory. So the sell-off is broad and across essentially all sectors. And a number of companies are also out with their profit results today. Harvey Norman, one of them, which has seen its profits actually more than double over the 6 months to December. And it's also pushed its dividend higher from the 6-cent special dividend it paid out a year earlier to a 20-cent interim dividend, which has obviously been helped by strong demand for everything from furniture to appliances and electronics and homewares during the pandemic. Still no sign of Harvey Norman, though, repaying its JobKeeper payments. Kogan.com in focus as well. It's actually down by approximately 10%, even though it did say that over the past 6 months, sales doubled between July and December, thanks to the shift to online spending during the pandemic as well. But it did also come out saying that sales growth halved in January, and also perhaps a reflection of its share price decline today is the fact that tech stocks have followed on from the US market last night, where the NASDAQ was the hardest hit. We've also had Bubs Australia out with results. Now, its shares are actually up 3.5%, despite saying that sales have fallen back 33%, and it posted a loss of close to $13 million. Now, it echoed some of the statements made by A2 Milk just yesterday, with the border closures impacting the Daigou channel. However, its shares gains today are essentially just recouping the losses recorded over the past couple of days. And a standout today is Lynas Rare Earths, which is up about 5%. This is the largest producer of rare earths outside of China, used in everything from electronics to electric and hybrid motor vehicles. Well, today it said that revenue's up 12% and profits have also jumped quite aggressively as well. The Aussie dollar finally, 78.5 US, and it did actually crack 80 US briefly over the past 24 hours.